pleased to say it's time for my guests to join me. It's Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, the Skiffle and Bluesmen extraordinary. Hello.
Hello there, Bob.
How you doing, guys?
Good to see you. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Now, we've got a bit of a casualty today, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Bill's not so well, are you, mate?
No. But I'm doing all this from a oxygen tent.
So you won't be doing a lot of singing for us today,
I'll have a little go later on, but I'm going to hand it over to Richard.
That's fine. Well, you'll be able to finger pick okay there, won't
everybody
you?
Everybody might be pleased with
it. Oh, no, I don't agree with that.
Did you have a faint cheer?
Well, it's great to see you guys again. You're all right there, Bill.
Here we go.
Nurse!
So it was about this time last year you paid us a visit, and then you were back again in July, weren't you? That was the
sun was shining.
That was
making an habit.
That was the visit of the infamous washbowl performance.
Oh, yes. Marvellous! How could I forget?
Well, you launched one of our songs, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Get your washbowl, mama. You were the first performance we did of it.
And you allowed you allowed me to ruin it for you.
Yeah,
you
can call it a performance.
We tried to get hold of you for the recording of it. You were too busy.
I don't blame you. I noticed I can't see any sign of any washbowl today, and I don't blame you one bit. So let's just get one thing straight to start with. Now, sometimes you're Milton Farrow, and sometimes you're Bill and Ricky. Yeah. So who are you today?
We were going to be a little bit of both today, I think.
Well, should explain.
Bill and Ricky.
Right. Well, should explain that Milton Farrow, it's Skiffle and Blues, and Bill and Ricky, it's more sort of party songs. Up songs.
Better knees up. Better rock knee.
Skiffle and knees up.
Okay. Well, how about we just jump into it and have a bit of music?
How about we go right against what I've just been saying and go, yee-haw! On your own. Spill, ready? Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up for me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think, baby, we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot pot for it and a $2 bill. I know a spot just over the hill. I got soda pop and a dancing spree. If you want to have fun, come along with me. You say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Say, hey, sweet baby. Don't you take a baby? We could find us a brand new recipe. I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. See that book all covered with age. Writing your name on every page. I'm free and I'm ready. We can go steady. How's about saving all your time with me? Go there, Bill. Yee-haw!
Fantastic. Well done, guys. Love it.
Bit of a different ending there. Different middle. Different other bit.
You were singing directly to me then, weren't you?
I was. You can see me looking in your eyes.
Absolutely marvellous. Anyway, so we're into a new year. We just got through Christmas. Did you have a busy Christmas, you guys?
Yeah.
Well, Richard did. Again, I think we said the same thing last year. He works all the time.
Yeah.
I was away with the family again. So.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
Away with the fairies.
Yeah. I had an interesting one Christmas day, Bob. I was in Guy's Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
They got like a suite at the top at the, part of the hospital, 28 floors up.
Wow.
It was fantastic.
Okay.
There was a little doof, some people from Bermondsey, they was having a little dinner dance thing.
Okay, on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And of course I couldn't get in there for parking and everything. It's a shame because I got there and I was in such a rush. But as I walked in the room, one side of the suite thing was all glass.
Right.
And you could see for miles and miles, 28 floors up, right across London.
Wow.
It was absolutely fantastic. But because I was in saturation, didn't even have a chance to take a photo.
Oh, right, okay. So, well, but it was a good
thing. So I could be making it all up.
You could. Yeah. Of course, a special night tonight, isn't it? It's Burns night tonight. So, will you be eating haggis and reading Burns poetry and drinking whiskey tonight?
No, I'll be eating bangers and mash and onions.
Oh, good.
I'll do that every night.
Yeah. No, I like a bit of Burns night, yeah. I must admit, I do find it a little bit hard, some of the. You can get bits of it, can't you, isn't it? Like Burns, but it's quite difficult, isn't it? Because it's in dialect.
Oh, okay.
Like Shakespeare.
I thought you were talking about the haggis. Right?
I thought you were talking about that.
I have had haggis. I quite like it.
Yeah, I like the taste of it, but you really don't want to know what goes into it, do you, really?
I suppose not. No. Nips you have with it, don't you?
Yeah. Potatoes, isn't it, I think?
Parsnips.
Oh, parsnips. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love parsnips. Now, there's a bit of a rumour going round that you're working on a new CD at the moment.
We are.
Yes. Well, spill the beans. Tell us about it.
Shall I carry on, Bill?
Yeah, carry on. Especially if you do it, because I'll start coughing, you know.
Poor old Bill. By the way, if you like to send any donations for Bill's health fund. Now, the new EP, Bob, we're quite excited about it, because it's a little bit different how we normally do it, because we've been, sadly... Roger Cotton, who we used to go to Roundell Studios, he died.
So we
were not doing it there. But we made a discovery.
Okay.
Linda Hall, who we work with sometimes, she recommended it, and some people I know from sort of way back, and I forgot. But it's Tony, isn't it? Tony
Randall, isn't
it? And we didn't know, it's a big secret, but... In the shed of his back garden, he's got a fantastic little studio.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
It's been great. So we've been going over there, and Mick the engineer, he's good on it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bill. And we've just been going to do that. And luckily, Tony plays the drums as well. So he's been doing the drums. And we got old Steady Eddie Masters down on the double bass as well.
Tony Blair, yeah.
Tony Blair, that's right. Yeah, and so we've done it with just us four, really, haven't we, playing?
But Tony played the washboard as well.
We didn't know how to break it to you.
He took my job over. Terrible. Never mind. I'm not too offended.
He has
don't
a
worry.
Go. You know, he's pretty good. Yeah.
He kept saying, "How would Bob play it?"
That's right.
So tell us about some of the songs on here. Are they your songs or old favourites?
Yeah. Well, some of Bill's, some of mine. Yeah. In fact, Bill's. We're trying to go down a bit of a skiffle path with it, and Bill has written some. Two fantastic songs. He's written more than two. He's written about 5 million. on the EP, we've got Washboard Mama, haven't we?
Right.
Yeah. That wasn't referring to you, Bob.
No. She don't skiffle no more.
And she don't skiffle no more.
Which was referred to you.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
So, they're on that little disc I bought you, so we might have a chance.
We can hear a track from that now if you want. Yeah.
Oh, shall we?
Why not?
Well, shall we have the one that features the washboard, and you can give a little critique after it about what you think of the washboard playing Bob?
Is this a deep and meaningful song? Would you like to give us a sort of analysis of what the song's all about?
Ask Bill, he wrote
I wrote the song, and I realised when I was after playing it around the clubs after a few times that a lot of people won't know what it's about anyway, because I mention all the old skiffle numbers from back in the 50s. I go, you know, and it didn't dawn on me. I thought, these people won't know what I'm talking about anyway.
You
but
might as well
anyway,
be talking,
all this new modern music, you don't understand what they're talking about that anyway, yeah, do you?
Absolutely.
So there, you know, well, but at least we've got a washboard on it. So
absolutely fantastic.
That's
All
right, well, introduce it for us and we'll hear it.
Go on, Rich, go on.
Oh, it's called Pick Up Your Washboard Mama. There you go.
Get your washboard mama, skip back in town. Pick up your washboard mama, gonna lay some skibble down. Get that special pound of family bound. Up your washbowl, mama. Skip was back in town. Gonna sing about long gone. Sing about Maggie May. Sing about it, the speed of the long gone. Gonna sing about that Rock Island line and that crumbling gap. My old man's a dustman, yeah. Get your washbowl, mama. Get some rhythm on the way. Pick up your washbowl, mama. You watch them smiling as you play. Dig my potatoes, blueberry ground. Pick up your washbowl, mama. Skip was back in town.
Fantastic. Yeah, Skiffle's back in town. And I remember some of those titles, you know. You know, the Rock Island Line. And, oh, hello, you're off again, aren't you? Sorry about that. That was the next track on the CD. Yeah, Rock Island Line and... oh, I've forgotten the title of the other one now.
Bob, I think you're a lot younger than that. Yeah. Be quiet, you know. You sound a lot younger on that.
I remember lying in my pram listening to that. Excellent track. And well produced, too. Sounds sounds really nice.
Yeah, they get a good sound, yeah, Tony's Shed, don't they? Yeah.
And now you've got a drummer with you today. You mentioned you had a drummer on that recording.
But he likes to keep away from the limelight, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God, wait a minute.
You always bring him in this tiny little box. I don't know how he performs.
Yeah,
I
know. He's very little.
So how far ahead are you with...
Here he goes.
How far are you through recording this CD then?
Well, basically, we've done the tracks.
Right.
Yeah, we've just got to, like, master them now, really. Yeah, they're all mixed. And, one or two little things we want to... Yeah, like, you know, we want to bring Bill's voice down a lot further, But other than that, like, you know, they're more or less done.
Right, okay. Well, Richie, now, got my mojo working... Yeah, that's a song, isn't it?
I'm pleased to hear it, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. But you first appeared that on, performed that on national TV when you were just 13 years of age.
I did.
Do you still perform it now?
No, I haven't sung it for many a year.
Right.
I must admit.
Okay. So, what was this programme you played it on?
It was called Stubby's Silver Star Show.
Yeah, that's right. No, I couldn't remember the detail of it, and it was Stubby K, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by.
He knows them all.
I know.
And you,
that
Bill,
leads us in.
You mentioned, I think it was last time you were in, that when you were younger, you were a massive Elvis fan, yeah?
I was.
I was going to ask you, Elvis has had a couple of hit CDs in the last couple of years, haven't you? Have you been aware of what they've been doing with his music with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra?
Yeah, but...
And what do you think of it?
I can't say I've really listened to him, but that's not my sort of period.
It's more rock and roll stuff, is it?
The very beginning of Elvis, before we knew what rock and roll was.
Yeah.
We didn't, you know, we was listening to it, but actually, I'm hearing the blues.
Yeah, right.
You know, I didn't know it was the blues, but they called it rock and roll. But it's when he stepped out of that sort of period and started to get commercial.
Yeah, actually. Started doing the movies and all that. It all changed, didn't it?
And it really, you know, it hurt me as a kid.
Right.
Really, all of a sudden, I don't like this. This is the guy, you know, I used to... You know, idolise, you know.
Yeah. And so did you...
I used to wear my legs the same as him.
Yeah. So you threw away the old teddy boy suit after that, did you, I suppose?
No, I know. My brother was a teddy boy.
Okay. All right, well, I'll have another song from you in a minute, but just... you both had a lifetime in music and you've earned a living from it. You've worked hard and been successful. What do you think about the music scene today and these TV talent shows like The Voice and X Factor? Do you think they're a good idea for young talent to get involved with and get their name out there?
I've seen The Voice and this Search for a... Is it was Search for a Star?
Something like that.
And I've seen a couple of them. And funny enough, I find them sort of quite entertaining, be honest with you.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But is it a good idea?
I see it as purely just entertainment, not as part of the music scene somehow. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I suppose you were appearing on a talent show all those years ago.
I was only little, Bob.
Yeah, you was only 13, weren't you? Yeah. Oh, okay, anyway, interesting. Right, music, please.
Okay. One of the songs from the shows, Bill, you so well do. Yeah.
I hope I'll get through this. Is that the one we're using, Bob?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break just a little. That's the story of and the glory of love. You got to win a little, lose a little, even have those old blues just a little. That's the story of and the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we'll have the world in its charm. And when that old world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. You can sigh a little, cry a little, let the clouds roll by just a little. That's the story of and the glory of love. The world in its charm. And when this old world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break just a little. That's the story of and the glory of love. That's the story of and the glory of love.
Fantastic. Well done, guys. Very nice indeed. We'll have some more music from Richie and Bill in a little while. But first of all, let's have a chat about some of the things you've been up to recently. Now, you had a night at Romford Folk Club, didn't you, Bill, I think, a little while ago?
Oh, yeah. I did, yeah, Romford, and I did the other one, the Haverham Folk Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They're my sort of... I also do the... what's the other one? These are like my only solo ones I've ever done for a long, long while.
Is it the Washball Society?
Blimey. I can't think of the name of it.
London
on the Hill, that one.
Okay.
That's
quite near me, isn't it?
Yeah, but say that I did them as solo. I just really wanted to do something different for a night, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Without him nagging me, you know, telling me what to do,
trying to leave him behind for a bit,
telling me I'm not in rhythm.
I told you it wouldn't work.
No,
it was great. I really enjoyed it. Really special.
Good, good. Really good. Richie, you're the workaholic, the musicaholic, really, because not only do you play with Bill Farrow, you're also in Richie Milton and the Lowdown, aren't you? And of course, Bill and Ricky, of course.
Yeah.
But you've done a couple of gigs recently, I think. The Bull's Head. That was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I had a great one there on the... That was a couple of weeks ago. It was the 14th.
That's
14th
right.
of January. Oh, it's fantastic. We filled the place up, which was really nice, because they've got the music room at the back, as you know.
Right.
You know. And I had the full band, like, you know, all
fantastic.
The, you know. To be honest with you, it's quite hard, like, a seven-piece to get all the regular members, all there on one night. You normally have to get a dep or someone's busy or whatever.
Right.
But everybody was there, like, I suppose because it was early January, like, no, it was quite so busy.
And
it was a great night.
Yeah,
really
you've got a brass section, haven't you, and keyboard and all that. What sort of music do you play with them?
Well, I do a lot of my own tunes, funny enough.
Okay.
And it's like a rhythm and blues band, you know, like an old time sort of rhythm and blues rock and roll, you know, that style, you know, late 50s.
Yeah, very good. And I see coming up soon, you've got a tribute to Cyril Davis at the Eel Pie Club.
Yeah, I'm doing that with Bill,
Right, okay, now forgive me because I don't know anything about Cyril Davis. Perhaps you could tell me about him, yeah?
Well, do you know about the, you know, like the birth of the British blues thing? You know, like with Alexis Corner all them, like just before the Stones.
Right. Okay.
Come along, and well, Cyril Davis was part of that. He was an harmonica player.
Okay. London Bordering. He was part of it, wasn't he?
Well, he was. Yeah. But Cyril Davis, who the tribute thing we're going to do for, was an harmonica player. He had a sort of a record out, like she was ever so popular at the time, called Country Line Special.
Right.
And.
Okay.
And then another one called Chicago Call. And but basically, he had one of the very first British blues bands.
Okay, yeah? Right.
And Long John Baldry used his band after, called, it was called Hoochie Coochie Men.
Right, okay, yeah.
And it was him and Alexis Corner, basically, which started off the British blues band. That was in Ill Pie Island and all that, over at the other side of London.
Okay,
you know,
the recording studio, yeah.
And the Stones used to come, I think they gave them Stones a support gig or something. Right. And they'd done the Marquee, they used to do the Marquee a night a week or something,
Happy days, eh?
So, and so, of course, there's still a lot of... great harmonica players about, so like basically this tribute to Cyril Davis is a lot of them get together with a lot of other because me and Bill don't play the harmonica, but they've asked us a lot as well to do a spot,
you know, that's fantastic.
But we'll probably have Alan Glenn doing harmonica with us, so he's a terrific player,
top notch
fantastic. So what else is coming up for you in the near future then?
Well, we did have Peggy Sue's, but like, I'd hate to keep harping on about Bill's health, but he's got to go in and have an operation. So we've changed that, and that's now not till September. You know, Peggy Sue's on the way to Southend, or Southend. We've got that one lined up. And also, if I could mention the Bill and Ricky one that we do regularly, every last Tuesday of the month. Everybody welcome, and that. But it's a tea dance. So anybody fancies like a bit of a tea dance, we have a lot of fun. And we do it with Linda Hall, doing some singing as well. And that's Bill and Ricky, and it's at the Seddon Centre in Leighton.
Okay,
we've been doing that for about 5 or 6 years now, maybe more.
It's good.
It's a regular one,
It's good fun.
We'll have to try and persuade Linda to come in next time you come in, if you can.
Oh, yeah, she'd love it. Yeah.
She's been here, hasn't she?
Yeah. No, I don't think she's done...
I've not met Linda, but I've seen her on the internet. I think she's a really good singer, really good.
Can I mention one other one that we're doing, which will be a right laugh? I can't wait for it. Actually, it's quite good fun. Me and Bill have been booked, like what we've Steady Eddie on the bass as well, and the drummer. No, you're not on it. The other drummer. God dear. No, and we've been asked to do like a wedding. Somebody saw us when we was down doing a festival on the south coast.
Right.
And I just got a phone call out of blue. Said, "Would you like to play at my brother's wedding?"
Fantastic.
I said, "Well, yeah. What does it involve?" He said, it's a bit odd. He said, "What we want you to do," he said, "my brother's wedding, the ceremony is going to be in the Houses of Parliament."
Wow.
So the Houses of Parliament. I said, "Oh, okay, yeah." He said, "But you won't be playing there." He said, "What we want you to do," he said, "we'll meet you sort of on the other side of Westminster Bridge. And then what we're going to do is have a double-decker bus. And we want you and Bill to play on the double-decker bus." Wow. He said, "You know, a bit like a summer holiday." Yeah. Like, you know? And then the reception is going to be a little bit over, you know, a bit further down the road with the whole band.
Fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Don't forget your camera that day.
Yeah, I will.
Well, guys, it's been really lovely having you here again. You're going to play one more song for us.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, please.
In a minute.
Yeah. And what would you like to do, Bill?
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Shall I do the old Homesick Blues? It might, you know, it's not a jolly one, but like it's going to be on the new EP.
That's fine. Absolutely
fine.
Right? Yeah. Just wanted to say before you say that, thanks very much, both of you, for coming in, especially Bill, as I know you're struggling with your voice today, but you wouldn't have known it, to be honest.
Don't tell him I'm lying on the floor.
No. Okay, well, when you're ready, let's play us out with, what was it again?
It's called The Homesick Blues.
The Homesick Blues.
There's a cheer all up.
Yeah. We'll send him home. Pack your kit up. Pack your kit up now, please. All right, Bill?
Thank you, mate.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you. From New York City down to New Orleans, I spent some time in the land of dreams. But London town kept calling me home wherever I roamed. There was something I couldn't lose. Must have been those homesick blues. I miss my friends down at the bar. I don't know why I had to travel so far away from home and be away so long. Something felt wrong. Now everybody's heard the news. You see, I had a bad case of the homesick blues. Go ahead. I got a little house down a little old street. I got a smile on my face for everybody that I meet. See, nowadays I don't have to worry about a thing. No, not one little thing. I'm so glad I can choose to never, ever, ever have the homesick blues. Not when I'm right here at home.
Oh, love that. Very good indeed. Thank you very much,
thanks,
guys.
Something about the cough.
No, yeah.
About the cough.
Heard you coughing away there, Bill. Not to worry. Right. Not to worry. Just before you go, then, just give us some contact details. You've got websites, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
In case anyone wants to...
I've got one and he's got one, but we've also got a Bill and Ricky one.
Okay.
And it's Bill and Ricky, spelt like that, Bill and Ricky, .london.
Lovely.
How about that?
Lovely. Yeah, good one. Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah. And you never know, if someone might want to book you for another gig on a double-decker bus, that'd be great. Richie Milton and Bill Farrow,
thanks,
thank you
Bob.
So much. Cheers.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.